Ultimate Basketball Podcast, where we talk about games, players, highlights, and more.
I'm AJ.
And I'm Zach.
And we are
Hoops in Sync. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Hoops in Sync. I'm Zach, and today we've got something truly special to talk about. The Cleveland Cavaliers are the fourth team in NBA history to go a perfect 15-0 to start the season, joining the 73-9 Warriors. And we're here to break down exactly what's been happening with this red-hot team. You don't see a streak like this very often, and we've got to dive into how they've managed to pull it off.
That's right. The Cavs are absolutely on fire right now. And 15-1 with their recent loss to the Boston Celtics, which we will talk about later in this episode, this team, which has had its ups and downs over the past few years, is suddenly looking like one of the most dangerous squads in the league. I'm AJ, but today we're going to be talking about what's this remarkable streak. How are they doing it? Is it sustainable?
We're going to break it all down here in this episode, so let's get right into it.
Segment 1.
Let's start with the obvious. 15 straight wins? That's unheard of. The last time the Cavs strung together this type of run was way back in 2016. But will they have the same championship outcome?
You never know. However, some are saying that these teams they've played aren't exactly top tier.
That's a fair point, considering that the only great teams that they have had are the Lakers and the Warriors.
That is true. But we will have to see what happens later in the season when they play better teams.
Segment 2. They have been doing great. However, the most important part is that a streak is sustainable. But being in the Eastern Conference, they have to face a very impressive Boston Celtics team that just came off of a title.
Right! And last year they lost to the Celtics in just 5 games. Now being on their 15-game streak, you would have thought that the Celtics being out 2 different players would have lost. Especially considering that Donovan Mitchell is coming off a 37-point game, and obviously the win.
Could this mean that the streak is fake and that the Cavs aren't actually contenders?
Maybe, but before we get back into it, I have a joke for you. It's about the Celtics, and I promise it's not too green. I mean, we know they're on fire this season, but let's have some fun with it.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's hear it.
So the Celtics walk into a bakery, and the baker looks up and says, "Hey, what can I get for you guys today?" The Celtics player says, "We're here for a 3-pointer. The baker, a little confused, says, "A 3-pointer? You know, we sell donuts here, right?" The Celtics player grins and says, "Yeah, we were just here for the Dunkin'."
Now that's a good one. You know, with the Celtics shooting and dunking game this season, they are on a roll.
Alright, let's get back into it.
Segment 3.
Now Zach, do you want to talk about some key players?
Sure.
Okay, so obviously the Celtics have their God Squad with many all-star level players.
Yeah, but you can't underestimate their role players who give good points off the bench and stellar shooting.
True. But obviously the Celtics have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and the Cavs obviously have Donovan. But you have to mention Darius Garland, who before that game was the only player in the NBA averaging at least 20 points per game on 50-40-90 shooting.
Meaning field goal percentage, three-point percentage, and free throw.
Also, Al Horford won the game with 20 points, which is a great performance for someone that has been in the league as long as him.
That's true. Segment 4.
Alright, now to give a full breakdown on the game. Zach, would you want to start?
Yeah. Okay, Jaylen Brown started off slow in this game. However, the Celtics as a whole went up 12 points in the first quarter with 4 minutes left.
However, the Cavs came all the way back in the game to make it 20-22, but Sam Hauser gets the layup to go with the buzzer beater and giving the Celtics a 6-point lead going into the second quarter, 20-26.
Starting the second, Derek White makes a 3-pointer immediately. However, this seemed to be the theme for the second quarter, with the Celtics going up 48-65.
That is amazing, considering that they were only up 6 going into the second?
Yeah, but the Celtics start off the third with a Drew Holiday three-pointer. However, Sam Merrill answers right back with his own.
But Al Horford drills one, and so does Evan Mobley. But despite this back-to-back, the Cavs destroyed in the third, making it a two-point game, 88-90, Celtics.
True, but Jason Tatum showed why he is a superstar, dropping Georges Niang and hitting the free at the buzzer to make it 88-90 free.
Donovan Mitchell hits a great layup to start the fourth, and then Al Horford hits a three, making the score 90-96, Celtics leading.
Right, but Donovan Mitchell came right back with a three-pointer, and this game stayed close for the entire fourth quarter, with the Celtics and the Cavs trading points.
Definitely! However, with about 3 minutes left, Donovan hits a layup to make the score 105-112, and the Cavs stay down seven till about 34 seconds left, when Donovan hits both three throws to make it 110-116. And then Jaylen only makes one free throw, and Donovan capitalizes, making a 30-footer.
He made the deficit to four. However, in the end, the Celtics were able to hold on and win the game, 117-120. So there you have it, folks. The Cleveland Cavaliers' 15-0 streak is officially over to none other than the Boston Celtics. Great to see them capitalize on a key matchup and get the win. I cannot wait to see the next time these teams clash.
That's right. These are two teams to watch for. Thanks for tuning into the Hoops. Be sure to hit that sub button if you are on YouTube for all the latest updates and analysis. Until next time, stay in sync.